afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Thank you, Isaiah. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it is you're tuning in here to the Trent Speaks podcast. Man, we'll see how this one goes. It's been quite the day for me so far. I'm recording at 12:30 in the afternoon here on Sunday, and it's been quite the day. This morning, I typically we grind our beans to put them into the coffee maker. We do whole beans, we grind them ourselves. We're running a little low, and so Leanne had bought a couple bags of pre-ground coffee, and I guess it was just habit. I still got the grinder out, and I start scooping these ground coffee, into the grinder, and by the fourth scoop, it clicked with me. I was like, wait, what am I doing? These are already ground. Like, there's no reason these need to be going into the grinder right now. So I obviously put them into the filter and everything, and went ahead and made my coffee. And then here I sat down getting ready to record. I spent a longer amount of time than anticipated going through and creating some notes for myself, both for today and for some future episodes and everything, and we'll get into that here shortly. But I started the music as I always do, and I was getting ready to hit record, and it clicked with me, my microphone wasn't even plugged in. Yeah, so that's we'll see what else happens today. Hopefully nothing here in the recording of this podcast. You might be thinking to yourself, Trent, I thought that you just said recently, hey, I'm going to dedicate making sure that I release a podcast every week. And I do want to talk about why a podcast episode didn't come out last week, and it is quite ironic, if you will. But before we get into that, I want to talk about an outlook here. And I'm not talking about Microsoft's Outlook by any means. I didn't mind using that, but I prefer Google Suite a lot better. Now, I want to talk about the outlook of the podcast here for the next couple of weeks. And I was thinking about it beforehand. And of course, I could tell you, yes, an episode is going to come out starting today for the next at least few weeks, since I will have the time. But as I took a minute to sit there and really truly think about how can I make sure I'm bringing the most quality podcast and quality content to you, I don't think it's fair to tell you that. In fact, I don't think it's fair to you, and I don't think it's fair to me to put myself in a pressure-filled situation. So, here's what we're going to do. Today's podcast, it's here. You're listening to it. Congratulations. And first off, thank you for listening to it. Truly, I mean that. Thank you for listening to it. You have no idea how much it means to me and how grateful I am. I don't take that for granted, the fact that you are here listening right now. Listen, next week here in the U.S. is Christmas, of course. And I guess I say the U.S. I guess it's very naive of me to not really know who celebrates what across the world. I would make the assumption that other countries are celebrating Christmas on the same day. But again, that may not be true. But it also may be true. I don't know. Regardless, I'm off next week. I think that it's best to take the week off next week and really to have that as a reset for myself. In fact, before creating this little Outlook rundown to give you, I had wrote how I'm obviously off on Christmas, and then I took the rest of the week off. I am hoping to do some guest records, as well as Leanne and I are hoping to focus on a couple different house projects that we've been talking about for a while. We bought a bed that was extremely discounted over Black Friday, and so logically it would make sense for us to, since we've been thinking about redoing some flooring in the house and everything, it just logically makes sense to redo that flooring before we even set the bed up. So we're hoping to tackle that, a big DIY project. It'll be a true test, but definitely looking forward to it. And I say that lightly because I'm not really looking forward to it, but I'll be happy when it's done, is how I put that to some friends the other day. So we got today's episode. We're off next week, the week of Christmas. And then I'm going to drop an episode on New Year's. Yep, I'm going to do it because I'll be off next week. I will have the time. I will make sure that I record an episode. And actually, I want to record an episode that is in honor of, well, for me today, by the time you're listening to this, yesterday, of the In and Out list by Retail Therapy of Sunday Scaries. And if you're not familiar with Sunday Scaries, highly recommend looking them up. You can find them on Spotify. You can find them on other streaming platforms. Probably the same one that you're listening. Probably the same one that you're listening to right now. Go ahead and search Retail Therapy by Sunday Scaries. Highly recommend checking out Barrett and Will. I've been listening to Will for a while when he was doing just Sunday Scaries. Was doing Retail Therapy every other week, and then it might have been the top of this year, or I don't know, it all blends together because I spent a lot of time listening to the Sunday Scaries podcast this year. He put that on rest and just focused on releasing an episode with Barrett every week for Retail Therapy. And it's something that I've been listening to, and actually I've gotten my wife hooked on it now, and maybe you'll get hooked on it. But they do an in and out list every year. And not just every year, they actually do it usually about once per season. And so in honor of that, I would love to release an episode on my own In and Out list. And so that'll be coming out the week after next. So on New Year's, and then hopefully from there, we'll just get the ball rolling and we'll see where we can go. Before I dive into today's topic, I do kind of want to look back on the year a little bit. I know that we talked a little bit about that a couple of weeks ago, or in the previous episode, about some of the statistics I found from Spotify Wrapped and the fact that this is the first time I was able to pull statistics from Spotify Wrapped for the podcast. And something that I was thinking about as I was going through this is I feel like I typically always have a really negative connotation when I'm looking at this. And what I mean by that is, you know, we are all our own worst critic. And that's how I feel, especially when it comes to the podcast. I know there have been times where I've apologized for not having episodes out. I am really hard on myself for taking breaks, for not being consistent. And one of those reasons being is because it is very important when you have a podcast or when you have a platform like this, consistency is truly key. It is key to make sure that you're maintaining your, I guess, quote unquote, fan base, that you are delivering those episodes. And so I feel like when I don't release an episode, I am letting you, the listener, down. And then I'm causing a little bit more work for you because you're like, well, I don't know, is he going to release an episode? When is the next episode going to come out? Do I have to keep looking for it? One way you can avoid that is by subscribing to the podcast. Also, would love if you rate and review it on the particular platform that you're listening on. By no means do you have to do that, but it does really help me out, especially in getting others to listen to the podcast. But one of the biggest ways that or biggest things that you can do to make sure you are getting all the episodes is to subscribe. So in those instances that it's happening, you know when the next episode is being released, it'll pop up within your app and say, hey, there's a new episode here. But what I really need to do is flip my mindset and not say, oh man, I only did this, but be proud of what I did. And while at first I was like, oh man, only 27 episodes from the first of the year to now. But then when I think about it, I'm like, man, I released 27 episodes this year. That's awesome. Only three of those had guests, but that's okay. I'm trying to flip my mindset. It's not a negative thing. I was able to 27 different times throughout the year have some sort of impact on you or have a conversation with a guest or just bring up something in my personal life that was going on that I felt the need to share. We did have 3 guests this past year, and 2 of them were from TikTok. And you might be thinking to yourself, wow, cool, Trent. But what's really interesting is these are people who I would say have become large on TikTok. These aren't your just small little accounts. And in fact, you know what? I'm going to look up right now because I'm curious. And so these numbers will be a little bit different than what it was at the time of the recording. But Kevin Cooney was one of our guests, and he was our most listened to episode of the year. And Kevin Cooney right now has 1.1 million followers, and that's just on TikTok. If you were to go to his Instagram, Kevin Cooney has 212,000 followers. And he had a conversation with me right here on this podcast. Someone else that I had the pleasure of speaking with this year, she did rejection therapy, which I thought was something that was actually really interesting. But it was Hallie Buttafuso. And unfortunately, I'm not able to find her right now. Oh yeah, here she is, Hallie. Hallie joined me on the podcast, talked about rejection therapy as well. And she currently has 61.6 thousand followers on TikTok and just under 2,000 followers on Instagram. So again, someone else that I had the pleasure of speaking with and bringing into your home this year. I also talked, like I said, about things that were really personal for me. I talked about our journey on infertility. And that's episode 144. You're more than welcome to go back to it. Actually, this past Saturday, I celebrated 3 months of no longer drinking. That was something that I cut out for my health and something that I cut out to hopefully improve things like within our journey. And so that was something that was exciting. I talked a lot about focusing on yourself this year. Various topics from not giving up, remembering who you are. When life gets busy, it's just a bullshit excuse. What's your why? We talked about a lot of different things on the podcast. And I'm proud to have been able to bring that into your home. So thank you for allowing me the opportunity to do so. I'd love to wrap with what it is that I initially wanted to talk about here on the podcast today. And like I said, it's a little bit ironic that I ended up not recording last week. And let me tell you why. You know, a couple weeks ago, I talked about the importance of relationships in episode 161 and just how I think it's important to maintain those relationships. Again, it's something that's always come naturally for me. It's not something that I've ever had to really work that hard at, which might sound a little bit arrogant. And quite frankly, I don't care because it's the truth. It's just something that is quite literally so natural for me. Well, last week, I had the intention of sitting down to record on Sunday night. And then I can't. Oh, what do? We, during the day on Sunday, we ended up doing some stuff, me and Leanne. And then we had a Friendsgiving. And then Monday night, I had the intention of sitting down and recording. And Leanne and I just spent valuable time together. And again, this topic idea was even before all of this happening. But where the irony came in, or the coincidence, was that the topic that I was going to talk about was time being valuable. And owning your time. And that's what I chose to do. And that's why I didn't even feel guilty about not recording. I was really following my own advice. Let me tell a little story here. Back in, I don't even remember how long ago now, but I moved away from my friends in the area that I had grown up in for however many years, right? Moved away, made new friends, different state, moved to a different state, really didn't have many friends, but still maintained those relationships, of course, with the ones back home. And whenever I go back to my home area and visit, of course, I want to see as many people as possible. But there's just so little time and so many people to see. And there have been times where I haven't reached out to certain people because I'm trying to fit other people in that I maybe have a closer relationship with or that I haven't seen in a long time. And I just don't think that everyone is understanding of that 100% of the time. I think that people want to be or to believe that they're 100% understanding, but I just don't think that people are. And this isn't to put anyone down or to be cryptic or anything like that. But you need to own your own time. And this is going to sound really callous, but not care what those other people think. Now, I'm very much in the mindset that intent is different than perception. Despite what your intent is, what is the perception from that particular person or individual? But you're not in control of that. You know, I've mentioned this before, and I know I've mentioned it because I remember saying we've talked about this in therapy. But you're not in charge of other people's feelings. You don't control that. What you can control is where are you putting your time? What is valuable to you? Because time is short, right? We talked earlier this year when I addressed the Michigan State shootings. We've talked about this previously in the podcast, the death of my grandmother and the death of a close family friend, one of my mom's best friends. We've talked about how valuable time is and doing the things that you want to do. Where do you want to spend your time? You know, I had that episode a couple of months ago, life gets busy, that's bullshit. And I talked about how sometimes we say, oh, I just didn't have time, and how that can be an excuse. Let's just be honest. It's not that you didn't have time. It's just that you chose to prioritize something else. Let's stop bullshitting one another about that. Just be freaking honest. That's all anyone wants. And whether or not they choose to understand, that's on them. A few weeks ago, I had some, well, actually, this might have been a couple months ago now. Regardless, I had some plans to go golfing. And I can't remember if I just, oh, I do remember. I had received some bad news around that same time. And I ended up canceling. And I really just needed, I said, you know, like, I'm just not feeling it. I'm not going to go. Could I have gone? Absolutely. Would it have been good for me? Probably. But I just knew in that moment, I needed the time for myself. And when I was talking to my friend's wife, she said, oh, he probably didn't really care, because I thought that I just had this feeling my anxiety was creeping in, and I had this feeling he was mad at me or he was upset. And even she said, oh, he probably really didn't care. And he probably was actually happy that you canceled and gave him some free time back. You don't have to lie about where you're spending your time or who you want to spend your time with. Yes, it might hurt someone's feelings. But again, in the end, that's on them. And again, this sounds really callous, but if they're a true friend, they'll get over it. I've got a pair of friends, and I've talked with each of these friends about this particular topic, where they're just truly understanding. They know that when I go back to visit, I have a limited amount of time and a large network. And if I can't see them, I can't see them. They don't get mad. They understand. Own your time. Put your energy into what you want to put your energy in. Not what others want to put your energy in. It's okay to cancel plans. Who gives a shit if you're seen as flaky? Just tell them, I'm not in the mood. You don't have to lie. You don't have to give them an excuse. I'm not in the mood. I'm not interested in this anymore. I just don't feel like this would be a valuable use of my time. Sounds harsh. But you can say that. Hey, I feel like my time would be better served here instead of going shopping with you. Be honest about what you want. Be upfront about it. There's no harm in it. I hope that you can reclaim your time, and that you put forth the time to what's valuable to you, and not just because it's going to please someone else or you feel bad about hurting someone's feelings by canceling on them or whatever it may be. I would like to leave you with something I saw online recently from a TED Talk. And essentially, it more or less said, if you say you don't have time for it, then it's just not a priority. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Take back your time. You make that time whatever you want it to be. And I promise you, you'll be happier in the end. Have a Merry Christmas. a happy Kwanzaa. Happy holidays, everyone. And we'll talk in the new year.